It's Family Literacy Night at Holmes Elementary School in Liberty City, and first grader Adam Redding is tucked into a tiny desk reciting poetry about plants.
Ready team, let's go. Work together, grow team, grow.
On the desk in front of him, there's a green and white laptop, which he has just used to research the parts of the plant.
Roots dig. Dig.
As Adam reads, he tips dirt out of a cup planted with a corn kernel and onto the laptop. In this classroom, dirt on a keyboard is okay. The computers are rugged little machines from the organization One Laptop Per Child. The group is working to distribute inexpensive laptops to every child in the developing world. Last year, they made their first foray into U.S. classrooms. The end goals are big. Here's what One Laptop's founder, Nicholas Negroponte, thinks the computers can do.
Eliminate poverty and create peace and work on the environment.
So far, the organization has distributed about 2.5 million laptops, most of them in Latin America, which is why, a few years ago, One Laptop set up an office in Miami. Melissa Enriquez oversees the project at Holmes Elementary School. She says policymakers need to understand that getting buy-in from school administrators and teachers is essential. And just know that sometimes there will be setbacks.
We had a new administrator this school year. We had half of the staff us also new. We had to start the professional development basically from scratch.
Professional development, professional development, professional development.
Gary Weidenhammer is Director of Educational Technology for Palm Beach County. He's also part of the group advising Florida on how to bring technology into the classroom. They're looking at one-to-one computer projects, like One Laptop, for lessons learned.
You just can't get enough professional development. But once the teachers and the students, the parents, the community buys into that system of learning and educating, they have seen great success.
Research is mixed on whether one-to-one computers to kids help much with standardized test scores. There is evidence that on a really large scale, it can encourage all sorts of learning and critical thinking skills. At Holmes Elementary School, second grade teacher Abe Coleman saw that development when he gave out his first assignment on the laptop.
They had to research the state of Florida. They came up with a lot of stuff that I didn't even know about the state of Florida.
To Coleman, the benefits go way beyond the usual school metrics.
A lot of these kids don't own much of anything because of the poverty level in our area. That laptop is ownership. I would see kids really take care of their laptop because that's basically some of the only things that they own is that laptop.
Back at Literacy Night, Adam's mother, Lyndra Forbes, has seen the impact of the computer on her son.
And since he's been using a computer in school, it helps him out a lot with his reading, his math. He's actually on a third grade reading level right now. As a mother, to see that my child is learning through technology is... I'm lost for words, basically.
Florida lawmakers hope that in a couple of years, many more parents will be at a loss for words. For State Impact Florida, I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.